Welcome to another episode of Manny Talks. As always, I appreciate you making yourself available to listen to this conversation. Today, we're going to be discussing strategies for managing global teams. As businesses continue to expand globally, it is becoming more and more common for teams to work remotely from different parts of the world. Managing a global team comes with its own unique set of challenges and opportunities, and in this episode, we'll discuss some tips and strategies for effectively managing those global teams. All right, so let's get started with some basics. You got to get to know your people. One of the keys to successfully managing a global team is taking the time to get to know your team members individually. This can be challenging when team members are located in different parts of the world, but it's important to make the effort. By understanding your team members' backgrounds, skills, and interests, you can better leverage their strengths and help them grow in their roles. This can involve setting up regular check-ins or video calls to touch base with your team members. Be bold. You have to set the pace and play a major role in getting your folks comfortable with sharing about themselves. Now, there are going to be cultural differences to consider. When managing a global team, it's important to recognize and respect cultural differences. These can include differences in communication styles, in work ethic, and attitudes towards hierarchy. Taking the time to learn about these differences and adapt your management style accordingly can help build trust and foster collaboration among your team members. Now, while it's important to consider cultural differences, it's equally important not to stereotype or generalize about a particular culture. Just because someone comes from a certain background does not mean that they will behave a certain way. You have to avoid making assumptions about your team members based solely on their cultural background and instead focus on getting to know them as individuals. You got to trust your gut. We're all human and our differences really are not that different in the grand scheme of things. Perhaps start from a place of strategy, but settle on what feels right over time. Networking is a crucial aspect of managing a global team. Building relationships with other professionals in our fields, both locally and internationally, can help you gain insights into different business cultures and stay up to date with industry trends. Encourage your team members to do the same and provide opportunities for networking and professional development. Don't forget to share your network. Be intentional about making connections between global employees. Since you're managing a global team, no doubt that the company that you work for values the outcome of global teams and perspectives. Help your company achieve goals by actively encouraging connections in your group globally and perhaps others if possible. Team building is a very strong, essential thing to focus on in any organization, but it can be particularly challenging when team members are located in different parts of the world. It's important to establish clear goals and expectations for the team, as well as a strong sense of purpose and identity. Encouraging teamwork and collaboration can help overcome geographical barriers and build strong team culture. If segments of your team come to your location for work, be sure and facilitate some social interaction. Do not miss the chance to build your team over some coffee or a meal during those times. In other words, don't just focus on the work. I mentioned collaboration earlier. Collaboration is essential for success in a global team. You got to encourage your team members to share ideas and perspectives amongst themselves and provide opportunities for team members to work together on projects. Foster a culture of trust and openness and recognize and celebrate team members' contribution to the team's success. Be transparent with your folks. In your one-on-one interactions, say, hey, part of what I'm trying to accomplish in managing a global team is making connections amongst your peers. So don't be surprised if at times I discuss parts of your work with other team members when I think it's relevant. It will be coming from a place of me trying to make connections and encourage collaboration amongst y'all. Providing feedback. Feedback is an essential part of managing a global team. Regular feedback can help a team member understand their strengths and their areas of improvement and can help the team as a whole to achieve its goals. Make sure that the feedback is constructive and specific and it's delivered in a timely manner. Now, this one sounds like general guidance around feedback, and guess what? That's kind of the point. It's important for me to mention it that even though it's a global team, make sure that you're being equal with the frequency and the type of feedback that you're providing for your team members. Validation of the efforts that you're putting on managing a global team is important. It's important to validate a working professional relationship with your team members. This means recognizing their contributions and achievements, providing support and guidance, and helping them grow in their roles. Building strong relationships with your team members can help foster loyalty and commitment, and ultimately contribute to the success of your teams. Be intentional in your one-on-ones and the questions that you ask when you're seeking this validation. Don't assume. In today's global business landscape, technology plays a crucial role in facilitating communication and collaboration between team members. As a manager, it's important to be familiar with the latest collaboration tools and technologies and to ensure that your team members have the necessary resources to effectively communicate and work together. This can include using video conferencing tools for virtual meetings, project management software for tracking progress, and instant messaging tools for quick communications. Now, perhaps you work in a company where you don't have control of the tools that are being used, but more than likely there's some tools. If your company is a Teams company or a Zoom company, make sure that you put in the time to understand the full capabilities of those platforms and think of ways to use them with your team. Time zones. When managing a global team, it's essential to be mindful of time zone differences. Scheduling meetings with deadlines that accommodate team members' work schedules can be challenging, but it's crucial to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to contribute and to participate. Consider using scheduling tools that can automatically convert time zones and be open to flexible scheduling arrangements that can accommodate everyone's needs. And I mean everyone's needs. That means if you're in the United States, do not have your AP folks, your Asia Pacific folks, be the ones that are always on the phone at the late hours of the night. Same thing if you have European folks, right? If you're going to be in the US and you have folks that are in Europe, understand that you do have a time zone difference there as well. DE&I, diversity, equity, and inclusion in general. Managing a diverse global team requires a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's important to create work environments that respect and values individuals' differences and that promotes inclusivity and belonging. As a manager, it's important to be aware of your own biases and to actively seek out opportunities to learn from and connect with people from different backgrounds. In the DE&I space, it may mean different things in different regions. So if you're based in the US and you're managing team members that are in Asia or in Europe, you have to understand what DE&I means in those regions, what resources are available, and encourage your teams to participate, but you also get involved. Adaptability and flexibility. Finally, managing a global team requires a high degree of adaptability and flexibility. As a manager, you may need to adjust your management style to accommodate different cultural and communication styles, and to respond to unexpected challenges or changes. It's important to be open to feedback and to continually evaluate and adjust your approach as needed. So there you have it. Managing a global team can be challenging, but with the right strategies and mindset, it can also be incredibly rewarding. As always, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this conversation.